A senior legal voice says Federal Minister Bridget McKenzie has clearly engaged in corruption if it is the case that she used sports funding grants prior to the last election to tilt the electoral playing field in the Coalition's favour. Former Judge Stephen Charles QC set up Victoria's anti-corruption body and is now a board member of the Centre for Public Integrity. His comments come as opposition leader Anthony Albanese declared Senator McKenzie had ignored device and politicised the grants process, saying her position is untenable. Senator McKenzie remains defiant.
So over 2,000 projects were applied for funding for nearly $400 million worth of program funding. We had $100 million over three rounds that was able to fund 684 projects. I'm absolutely confident that I would have loved to have nearly $400 million to fund all sporting clubs that applied, because you can't tell me one tennis club is more meritorious than another.
So is the Minister addressing the Auditor-General's findings as she declares that all those who received grants were entitled to the money and that it was a popular program? Well, Stephen Charles told me earlier there is an alternative to Bridget McKenzie's version.
The alternative version is that this was an exercise in tilting the electoral playing field in favour of the Coalition. And if, as Senator McKenzie says, it was very popular, then presumably she's saying it was very effective.
One official with one of the sporting bodies that did not get a grant before the last election has called this corruption. Would you call it corruption?
Yes, there's no suggestion here that there is any illegality involved, as far as I'm aware. But tilting the electoral playing field in this way, if that was what was intended and done, in my view, is clearly corruption.
And what should be the consequences for a minister found to have acted in that way?
Well, in the case of the Labor minister, who some 20 years before did the same thing, she resigned. Everyone, including her party at that stage, I gather, thought that was the appropriate course for her to take.
Under the doctrine of ministerial responsibility, am I right?
Insofar as that doctrine has any place in our present parliament, I'm not sure that our Prime Minister is very enthusiastic about it.
If Senator McKenzie suffers no consequences over this affair, where does that leave not just ministerial responsibility, but also the Auditor-General? What is the point of the office at all?
The Auditor-General is one of the bodies to uphold the integrity of the political process and to give the community the ability to feel trust in government. Now, if the allegations that are being made are justified and if Senator McKenzie is wrong, then inevitably there's going to be a serious diminution in trust in the federal government, which is something which really for some time has been evident.
You are one of the eminent legal voices that form the Centre for Public Integrity, and you've been pressing the government through that organisation to establish a National Integrity Commission. First, should such a commission be able to examine in open hearings a matter such as this one involving Senator McKenzie?
I should have thought emphatically yes. This depends on whether you want to have an effective and powerful integrity commission with teeth, or whether you want to have a different type of integrity commission. Now, the government, the coalition, has been working for at least 2 years on their proposal for a Commonwealth Integrity Commission, a CIC, and the proposal, as it was expounded at length in the coalition's document in January of last year, 12 months ago, was for a body split into two halves. That part which deals with parliamentarians and their staff and senior public servants would be the much weaker half, in which there would be a very limited jurisdiction to investigate and in which there would be no public hearings at all, so that no one will know even that a complaint has been made or that an investigation has started. And the result is that that body will be worthless insofar as you're looking for it to discover and expose corruption.
And so why do you think the federal government is taking that approach?
They're terrified of their reputations being damaged.
You mentioned earlier the question of public trust in our political processes. I mean, how serious an issue is that, and what impact will there be if, in this case of Bridget McKenzie, we don't see accountability over these matters?
I should have thought it is a very serious matter when the public at large think that they cannot trust their government to act appropriately. There's been a great deal of investigation and polling to see what the attitude of the public is towards parliamentarians and in particular the Australian Parliament and senior public servants. And what those polls have fairly uniformly shown is a considerable drop in public trust in Parliament. If you have a parliament where it's regarded as a daily event that donations made by wealthy outsiders to political parties will result in favours being given, that's a pretty awful state of affairs.
Stephen Charles, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Stephen Charles, QC, former judge, now on the board of the Centre for Public Integrity.